Want to sell old Betsy? You're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open. If you have any questions, give me a text message. Let's see. I got a couple. Well, let's talk from Rod Wheeler down there in Lake County. He says, tell Jim down in Monroe that it's worth the trip to see Dr. Jeff. So I appreciate that. Hey, Rod, you guys took your dog, I believe, up to see Dr. Jeff. Was that because you were getting some information from your vet near your house that you weren't necessarily comfortable with? You wanted a second opinion. Is that what the basis was for your trip up there? Because so many people, that's the main reason, especially downstate. I believe Officer Rick, with his dog Frank, that was his case. He was getting a diagnosis from his vet down in the Livingston County area and wanted a second opinion and drove up to see Dr. Jeff up there. Another gem in Toledo. Appreciate Jim listening. What happened to the sick lady Democrat that could not vote or work last week? Well, she came in for the first session day yesterday. So whatever issues she had, she dealt with it. And they're back to their full 56 Democrat majority and ramming stuff through. Let's see. Okay. Officer Rick is a school cop today. So we'll see if he has the ability to respond. Now, out of these packages of bills, the 100 in the House, the 50 in the Senate today, there was nothing really surprising. We had talked about the bills. We had talked about all the things that they were working on going to be passing this week, and really no surprises. Just the continuation of all those bills we talked about on Monday. Now, one of the things you have to understand, these are some pretty serious changes, pretty serious changes to the structural system, of the state of Michigan. What am I talking about? Well, in the package of bills, and I'm still monitoring to see if this one's been voted on yet, 4156, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. The last legislative update I saw on it was still in committee. So it hadn't been voted out of committee yet, being sent to the floor for a vote. But the one that definitely was on my radar was Senate Bill 40, 6 additional weeks to unemployment insurance from 20 to 26. And also increasing the amount of unemployment insurance benefits. You heard in the news that Governor Whitmer signed that one into law. Really no big deal on that one, except a little kind of an interesting little side note. Why did they change it from 20 weeks to 26? Well, basically, 26 makes it exactly a half a year of benefits. That's number one. It was an accounting thing, according to the bill's sponsor, that now the benefits could be looked at and tracked on a monthly basis versus a weekly basis. Typically 4 weeks to a month, different calendar landings based on when the person filed for unemployment was making it difficult to basically track it according to the bill sponsor. So this extension was basically just to get it to be a half year. So, for example, you know, you go in and file, let's say, January, 6 months, come July, you're done. Very simple, easy bookkeeping method to fix the inherent problem within unemployment insurance. Now, we did talk about the $500 license increase regarding the selling of nicotine. We talked about the flavored vaping products out there, bubble gum, cotton candy, all that kind of stuff, trying to get it away from the young people. Well, that has passed and now is headed to the Senate. Passed in the Senate, now is being sent to the House. So we're still monitoring all these things, waiting to see exactly when they will be out of committee, when will they actually be on the floor. And then we'll be reporting on that. And basically, today and tomorrow, they're out of session on Thursday night. Could be a late all-nighter, but they're gone. And then heading back next week, all we have to survive, folks, is the rest of this week and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Next Thursday, the 19th of December, they're done. Heading home for Christmas, heading home for New Year's, and then the new House majority, Republican majority, 58-52, gets sworn in on January 1st, and they are off and running. We will officially have gridlock for the next 2 years in Lansing. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats in the House, dealing with the slim two-seat majority, 20-18 in the Senate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, basically, if the Republicans stand up, have a spine, refuse to go along to get along with her, much like how they were treated for the last 2 years, well, her legislative agenda policies are going to stop. The other aspect to all this, they will, without a doubt, try to start working with the Republicans in the House, or basically, they're going to be a lame duck already. Now, one of the things, the dump that was put out by MERS News Service, 100 bills on tentative House agenda at 7:26 a.m. this morning, as Michigan West Coast prepares to get dumped on with snow today, the Michigan House is looking at also passing an avalanche of legislation. The lower chamber has exactly 100 bills on its tentative agenda for passage, coming a day after they were only able to pass 34 bills based on the third reading of the calendar. Now, let me explain what that means. A bill is assigned to a House committee or a Senate committee. If it has appropriations, it's usually sponsored and generated in the House. It goes to the committee assignment. The committee is supposed to have hearings, public hearings on the bill. Things that people can watch online, people can go down there in person. You can fill out a comment card if you'd like to get a comment or ask to speak to the committee. as a whole, requesting 3 minutes usually. Sometimes they'll give you five, depending on how busy they are and what, you know, the agenda is for the day, the calendar. Well, you say your piece. Other people are there. Some are for the bills being passed. Others are like you, against it, whatever. They hear everybody. The committee is, you know, basically done with their public hearing portion. And then they talk amongst themselves. Do we have enough votes? Everybody made up their mind? You guys know how you're going to vote for this? Well, usually it's party lines. If it's a Democrat bill, all the Democrats are going to vote for it to go through. If it's a Republican bill, the Democrats won't. So that's what we've been dealing with for the last 2 years. Well, once it's voted out of committee, it goes back to the House or the Senate, and it is required to have three readings. So it comes from committee. First reading is to make everybody aware of it. Hey, guys, this needs to be on your radar. It's come to us out of committee. You need to study this bill. You need to look at it, talk to your constituents, discuss it with your staff, and figure out how you're going to vote on this. Perhaps the same day or later in the week, second reading. Second reading is the yellow light. The yellow light says, hey guys, this is coming up for a third and final reading. You need to make sure you're aware of this and you're ready to go. Third reading is usually the same day that as soon as they do the third reading, they turn right around and take a floor vote. This is the red light. This is the warning light. This is, hey, red light. You have to stop what you're doing, and you have to look at this bill because you're going to be asked to vote on it, like now. So first, second, and third reading, and then they call for a vote. Well, what happened, they only got 34 bills passed on the third reading portion of the calendar. The Senate, again, 50 bills today on their tentative agenda for passage. We're going to get into what those bills are, what some of them are compared to the long list I talked about on Monday, so you'll be aware of it. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, closely monitoring what's going on in Lansing. Have read all the committee assignments, looking at all the bills that they were supposed to work on yesterday that they didn't get to. Well, those are left over for today. Plus, 100 bills, new ones from the House, 50 from the Senate. Well, among the items on the tentative agenda for the House today are the long-discussed bills that give poor residents help with their water bills. They're basically proposing free city water for city residents. If you're in a city and you get city water, the Democrats want you to get that water for free. Basically eliminating your water bill. That's the quick Trucker Randy synopsis of the bill. Of course, it's 47 pages long, but that's bottom line what it says. Another package of bills that they're looking at today, large human trafficking package. That provides some legal shields for those who are perhaps forced into prostitution. Another bill that they're looking at bringing back is one that the House Minority Leader, Matt Hall, declared victory on the bill when it did not move yesterday. What bill is it? The Hollywood film tax credits. Democrats are trying to bring it back. The Republicans are against it. Why? Because there's a few Democrats that are against it as well. They've got a problem with this because they don't have the 56 votes in the House. A few Democrats are against it, holding out against it. So basically, it wasn't brought to the floor. Now, the bill has gone through first and second reading. Remember the process? Green light, yellow light, red light? Well, basically, it's a yellow light right now. Hey, guys, you need to make up your mind. Bottom line, are we going to pass this or are we not going to pass it? But before they bring it to a third reading and a vote, they want to make sure they whip and count and know that they got the votes to pass it. Well, with it not passing yesterday, this is a victory according to Matt Hall. And of course, when I say Matt Hall, you know he is the incoming Speaker of the House because of the Republicans' majority. other bills that they are considering today is getting rid of and repealing the state's sodomy law. What is that? Michigan, for decades, has had a sodomy law on the books. It's against the law to perform sodomy on anybody in the state of Michigan. Well, gay right activist, also gay state representative Noah Arbett of Bloomfield Hills, a gay man, wants that law repealed. So that's something they're looking at today. Of course, this is so important to so many people here in Michigan. Right. Also, they're looking at expanding local disaster relief funding. They're going to change the recreational passport to an opt-out system. And State Representative Kristen Grant, Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, has got a proposed free housing package for low-income people. They want the state of Michigan to construct or rehab housing and make it available to low-income people, basically homeless people, to be able to give them a home. Now, the only problem I have with that, I don't have a problem with the concept, but you're forcing government to do this, number one. And then I got a question. If they're homeless, do they have a job? Probably not. That's why they're homeless. They're not making any money, so they can't be in a hotel, a motel. They can't be in a house. They have no income. Why do they have no income? Mental health issues, drug addictions, whatever the situation is, at a very low spot in their life, they need help. So are we going to provide health care, mental health, drug counseling, help them get a job, and try to get them back on track to be a productive member of society? Great idea. Absolutely agree with all of it. How are you going to do it? How are you going to practically implement what you just said? That sounds like it's going to take a huge amount of money to help somebody get back on their feet. Is that something government should be doing, or is that something the private sector should be doing? Democrats believe government has to do it. That wraps up this segment. We're going to get into some other bills, continue on with Lansing. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source.